103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. Saturday, August 10th, it's another one, the Heart of America Hot Dog Festival, going down over at the 18th and Vine District. Here in the studio, tell us more about what's going on. The other mayor of Kansas City, representing the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, my man Bob Kendrick. What's going on with you?
Playmaker, I'm good, man. It's so good to see you, and thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's always good to have you in here. Of course, one of my favorite events of the year, always in Kansas City, is the Hot Dog Festival. Tell me about what's going on.
2019 Heart of America Hot Dog Festival. We'll have it grilling and grooving again at 18th and Vine. and we couldn't be more excited about it. You know, we've been able to build this amazing festival. And I think from the onset, that's exactly what we wanted to do, create a quality, affordable festival in the urban core. And people have responded tremendously. I hope that we'll see that same kind of outpouring for this festival planned for next Saturday, August 10th, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. right there in the media area between 18th and MLK Boulevard and Truman Road. Legendary War will be here. The Gap Band Experience will be here.
That's going to be a good one.
Soul singer Howard Hewitt.
Yes.
Smooth jazz pianist Kayla Waters on top of the smooth jazz charts. Kansas City's own LaVell. Rodney Poe from the group Blackstreet.
Yes.
You know, headline this festival. And so, you know, a lot of great music. And for those who are hot dog lovers, a lot of great hot dogs, including the brand new Campy that we debuted in a taste test this morning. And based on our taste testers, we got a hit with the Campy. And so, you know, we just try to have some fun with this festival, man. And again, you know, couldn't be more excited about how the community has responded.
Yeah, you got to tell me about the Campy. What's on it?
The Campy is inspired by the legendary Negro Leaguer Roy Campanella.
Okay.
Roy Campanella, of course, started playing in the Negro League for the Baltimore Elite Giants when he was 15 years old professionally. And of course, would move over to the major leagues, joining Jackie Robinson with the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1948, would become a three-time MVP before a tragic car accident left him paralyzed and derailed what would have been an even greater career, but still a Hall of Fame career that he had. And so Roy was of both African-American and Sicilian descent. And so this hot dog takes on a little bit of an Italian flavor. So we got a beef hot dog. It has pizza sauce, Monterey Jack cheese, got a layer of seasoned ground beef, red peppers, and it is magnifico.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. That's about all the Italian I got now. But
magnifico. It sounds good either way, Bob. You already know. People going to have to go out here and try it
out. That's the only place you can get it.
Yes.
The only place you can get it is the Heart of America Hot Dog Festival. And of course, it is presented by our good friends over at Hy-Vee, Pepsi, and this year, Bar S Foods, providing the hot dogs for us. Come on out and enjoy it. It's a great time.
How can I get the tickets?
Tickets are available at the museum. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because the $20 special advance ticket offer ends this Friday when the museum offices close at 5 o'clock. So if you want to take advantage of a $20 special advance ticket offer, you better get by the museum quick or go online to eventbrite.com and order those tickets, because after Friday, they go to $35 for the general admission. So you can save $15 on this ticket if you buy it in advance. And of course, there are still some VIP tickets available, and those tickets are all available at the museum or online at eventbrite.com.
Y'all better get to it. What a great event this is going to be for all ages. This is one of the things I see. I see little kids up to grown folks all out there enjoying themselves, having a great time at the Hot Dog Festival.
And the price of admission to the festival also includes admission to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum
there
as well.
Is.
And so if you haven't been to the museum, you get an opportunity to experience that as well as enjoy this wonderful festival.
Come on out and make it happen. Bob, I appreciate your time telling us about this, and get your tickets getting ready for another great festival down at the 18th and Vine District. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Appreciate it.